Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
What, Dylan's goo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that goo. Oh.
I'm almost done with Deadwood, so I guess I'll watch it. How long are the episodes?
Is that what you call your cock?
You act like you're going to start to climb the gate or fence to get to them.
What?
Jim's Barbecue Podcast presents Swords of the Week.
Just felt like a fucking dumbass.
That's sexy.
Dead sexy.
Dude, it made way more sense than pretty much anything Jim says.
Hi, welcome to episode 65 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
And we're back in the saddle once again for all you faithful listeners. Oh, yeah. Dylan's been in the New York groove a lot lately. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
That was creepy. Having some Coney Island hot dogs, if you will.
Nice.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I hear whispering.
I don't know what the hell that was all about. Did someone spill some water on their laptop again?
No, but somebody was asking if the garbage was taken out.
Was it Mary Lou?
Which it was.
Oh, it was taken out preemptively, I see.
Well, I had to take it out because my grandmother's TV broke. I had to replace it with a different one.
Was it an old tube TV replaced with a flat screen?
No, it was... like a tube TV that had like those glass pneumatics in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we replaced it with a 2001. I don't even know what the fucking models are. No, we actually did put a flat screen up there. It was my grandfather's. We moved it up into her room, so she got a nice big HD flat screen now. So, but my God, that fucking thing was heavy. Not the flat screen, the old TV.
Well, you got to be sure to recycle that thing. You can't just put that out for the garbage men to take.
Well, I just put it out on the curb to get it out of the house. I'll move it in the morning then.
Alrighty.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for that pro tip.
Yeah, because you should be recycling those old electronics.
Yeah.
Do I recycle? Like, just put it out with the bottles, or put it out like I got to breathe?
No, there's like electronic recycling places.
Okay.
Usually they'll just take that shit for free, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know where there's one around here. I'd have to look into it.
Yeah, those electronic parts in there, they can explode.
I did throw a VCR in there though, into the garbage. Is that acceptable?
Not really. You should recycle those too.
Alright. Look at me, millennial that knows nothing.
I was gonna say, no, dude.
Oh man.
I'm like Jon Snow, I know nothing.
Oh, spoilers. You can't talk about Game of Thrones? What the hell, man? People are going to get upset and, you know...
What, like you? You're just getting on the train?
No, I don't fucking care. Wait, is there a train in that show?
It might make it more interesting.
Oh.
Somebody told me, and this is the first time I've ever heard somebody say this, but somebody told me that the fucking show blows.
The show does blow. Now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they were like Walking Dead and Game of Thrones both fucking suck. I wish I could remember who told me that.
Dylan say that?
No.
It was probably Jerry or Caputo.
No.
I will say this. I think, personally speaking, and I don't want to get into too much of a tangent, but like I think the first four seasons of Game of Thrones kick ass, and then it just kind of... really drops in quality, if you ask me. But Mike, I don't want to ruin your viewing of it, even though I probably already have.
But no, it's okay, because I'm only in season two, so I'll see what the drop off is after the fourth season. It's all good in the near.
It's not actually all good, but
It's all good as far as I'm concerned.
It's all good in the hood, yo.
So before we ramble on, as Robert Plant once said.
Yeah. Yeah, before we get too far into it, if you want to find out about all of the electronics that we recycle, you can go on our Facebook page at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
If you want to, you know, see pictures of the, all the recycles that Mike and Jim clearly are the recycles.
Wait,
let me do that.
The
again.
Recycles?
If you, I got the words mixed up. If you want to see pictures of all the electronics that Mike and Jim recycle, then you could follow us on Instagram at JimsBBQPod. And if you want to tweet at Dylan and give him tips and tell him what a Sargy is for not recycling, then you can follow us and tweet at us and do all manner of things on Twitter and go to JimsBBQPod.
You can also email us to find out where Dylan takes his recyclables when he looks into it. At jimsbbqpod@gmail.com or go to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
You know, I really felt like him saying, oh, I'll look into it, kind of felt a little dismissive. I just wanted to tell him, just Google that shit, man.
Yeah. Well, that's what I meant. I was just going to Google it, like, tomorrow morning.
Gotcha. I've noticed that the millennial generation, if it's not important to them or on their radar, it's just no good.
You get the old, I'll look into it.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That story is just Dylan's way of like, oh, that I'll just add that to the ever-growing list of things I really need to take care of.
I'm just fucking with you because you're not the typical millennial.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
But if you want to go onto your Apple device that eventually when it dies you should recycle Jesus. It and subscribe to the Apple? Podcast. What?
Why's it got to be Apple?
Because if you want to subscribe to the podcast via iTunes, you got to be using one of them Apple devices, right?
I guess. I mean, whatever. Do you have to deal with? Apple at work at all?
A little bit.
As a company, though.
What do you mean? Like, I mean, we have Apple products that are.
But do you ever have to deal with Apple though?
Like the company itself.
We don't have to deal with the company now. Yeah. Not really.
That's why you carry an iPhone.
Well, that's what they gave me. But hey, if you want to take
who is he to argue about getting a free fucking phone?
If you want to take that shitty Apple product,
there you go.
And download their shitty iTunes app and subscribe to our shitty podcast. You can go right onto iTunes and get our shitty podcast right on iTunes.
One of those things is definitely true.
I heard
much
that
Jim's shitty
chagrin. Shitty chagrin.
Yeah.
I did hear, no kidding aside, that the Apple. Me and you talked about this a little bit ago, but we didn't mention Apple, Mike. The streaming service, Apple's whatever, I don't know what it's called.
Apple Music?
Yeah, I heard it's pretty good.
Mm.
I've heard it's good, too.
I heard it's not, like, superbly great, but it's a lot of people are digging it, and it's getting better, supposedly, so.
Well, there's one thing that's making me interested in exploring it, is that I recently found out that there's a limit to the amount of albums you can save in your Spotify library, which, in my humble opinion, and maybe I don't understand it that well because I just don't, like, it's a tech thing or a memory thing, is that, like, why is that a thing? Like, why is there a limit to the amount of albums I can save to my Spotify account?
Why would you save albums to it?
Because maybe I want to go and listen to, you know, Straight Outta Compton.
Okay, so just type in NWA, go Straight Outta Compton, and listen to it.
I know, but I like having those albums say, it's like, oh, I like this, I have my library of stuff that I want to. What if I'm trying to check out bands? Then I'm like, well, let me check out their discography.
Do you download it, or is it just like a playlist, or what?
No, it's like in your account, and it's like, oh, I like this album, and you just save it, and it just, like, saves the album, and then you go through your library and it's like, all right, well, I'm going to go through and I'm going to listen to Metallica. And all right, here's the 5 Metallica albums that I have saved. But, you know, you can only save, like, I don't know what it is, like 400 albums or something like that. Now, it kind of blows my mind that I have 400 albums saved, but
Honestly, I have no idea why they would limit it, because all it really is just pointers, like a code, like in a database somewhere.
I know. It's like, I Googled it. I'm like, a lot of people were really pissed about this. Yeah. Like, it's weird because you can follow artists on Spotify and there's no limit to that, but there's a limit to the amount of albums and songs you can save in your account. I just think it's no weird. Sense. I'm like, it's weird. It's digital. There's no limit to it.
So if you're like Dylan and you're a millennial, but Dylan actually has somewhat good taste in music. But if you're a millennial like Dylan and you got some like really shitty emo artist albums on your Spotify, just get rid of them and put some other good shit on your Spotify list. That's what I say.
Yeah, that's what I would do too. He probably has stuff in there like Killer Dwarves.
Killer Dwarves, I actually don't. No, My Chem. I was not a big My Chem fan.
Listen to him saying My Chem.
Dude, I can say that. They're from New Jersey.
Oh, dude, MCR, man. Dylan's okay. Very quiet tonight.
I'm just confused. It's just like very, like, it's just kind of a weird thing to like bust my chops for.
I don't know.
Oh, everything's fair game with you, my friend.
I guess that's true.
Oh, boy.
So, speaking of The Walking Dead, that somewhat ties into what I'm drinking tonight, but as is customary, Mike, what are you drinking?
Well, shit, man. Not to burn down the fourth wall, but we've been waiting a little while for Dylan to come on to the podcast Warriors.
Podcast what?
Warriors. I don't know. I was just kind of making it sound like we're a radio show or something. You know what I'm saying?
Warriors?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are Warriors?
No, I said Warriors.
Like Wally's Warriors?
Warriors.
No, he said Wires.
Oh, I don't know what he's thinking.
I thought he said Warriors. I actually didn't know what the fuck he said. He's just like, Warrior.
I don't know, but that might speak to my problem is that I'm several beers later.
You can't say into the word
wire. Wire.
I think that's your problem, dude.
What, that I can't say wire?
Wire.
Wire.
It sounds like warrior.
It's not like it's dwarves.
I'm not denying that fact.
Or woofs.
Whoops.
At least I own it.
But the beer that I was drinking when we got onto the Skype machine initially was from Lord Hobo Brewing's brewery in Massachusetts. It's the Glorious Galaxy Pale Ale.
Nice. I do like Lord Hobo.
Yeah, it's a good pale ale. Very delicious. I'm a few past that one now, though, since we've been waiting for Dylan for like about an hour now. So, but Dylan, you got me curious, man. You mentioned The Walking Dead. What in the world are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking Terrapin's Lucille, which is inspired by The Walking Dead by what's his face? Negan, right?
What? Yeah. What's it called?
Lucille.
Oh, I thought you said something before Lucille.
Terrapin.
Oh, that's the company?
That's the company.
Yeah, Terrapin's the brewery.
Is it blood red, the beer?
No, actually, it's a stout.
Ooh.
Yeah, I had that one a few months back. It's all right.
How's the album art? Beer art. Album art.
How's the what?
I said album art.
The artwork on the bottle.
Oh, it's all right. It's not, I mean, it's not bad by any stretch. It's basically like, it has like the Walking Dead logo kind of towards the top. And then the wraparound is,
the barbed wire.
You're welcome. That was Mary Lou thanking me for putting the TV up.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Good night, Mary Lou.
It's the wraparound part. Actually, it's pretty cool because it's, you can see through the artwork. So it's like a fence that has, it looks like a fence. I know it's not supposed to be, but it looks like a fence that has a lot of barbed wire on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool. I like it.
Is that barbed wire?
Barbed wire? Well, like a Pam Anderson movie?
No, he's saying wire.
What? Oh, yeah, were.
Barbed wire.
So yeah, I don't know. I like it. I think it's pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah, boy, aren't a lot of people going to be shocked if the TV show continues and like it ever gets to where the comic book is right now. No spoilers, but boy, people are going to be pissed about the Rick Negan situation.
Did you hear that the guy who writes the comic actually he's just announced recently that he has an ending and he's going to end it eventually?
Well, I don't know if it's the same article, but yeah, did you see his retort to that though?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he said I have an ending for it. He didn't say I was ending it.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's just being a troll.
No, he knows where he wants it, like how he wants it to ride off into the sunset. But basically what he said is however it gets there is up to him and how long it takes.
Dude, I remember reading an article where he said he wanted to go to, like, issue 1,000.
I don't know, dude. The comic's got pretty good momentum, man. They might be able to do it.
Dude, I can't believe it's been going on as long as, like, it started when I was in high school, dude.
Yeah. Well, you figure. I mean, look at it. I mean, it's got a following, and look at comics in general. I mean, you've had comics going since the 30s.
It probably has an even stronger following from the show, so...
Mm-hmm. Oh, most certainly.
Which sucks, but I digress.
So you know, Dylan, what's currently going on in this comic, don't you, Mike?
I'm not that caught up.
I'm not caught up, but I just happen to, you know.
I read it like when the hardcovers come out.
Nice.
So, yeah. So Dylan, you know, Terrapin makes another Walking Dead themed beer. They make a blood orange pale ale.
Yep, I've had it.
Yeah, I think the artwork for that one's pretty cool too. I don't know.
That one's got more of the, it's a more painterly style.
Yeah.
And it has a turtle on it.
Yes.
Turtle? So. Is it Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
It is not.
No.
Actually, speaking of blood oranges, I had a 21st Amendment Brew Free or Die blood orange with my very quick dinner.
That was good.
I enjoyed it. It was very very blood orangey. So Jim, what are you drinking?
I'm actually not drinking anything at the moment.
Oh well, I guess I'll just go fuck myself then.
I had a gyro earlier and it was mighty tasty. Had some,
a what?
A gyro.
What is a gyro?
Gyro.
Oh, I thought that was like some weird Ohio drink.
No.
I was like, a gyro?
And
I call them gyros.
And you'd be wrong. But
it wouldn't be the first time.
had just some lemonade with that, and I just not thirsty right now.
Mm. I know. Yo, that's not true. You're lying. You're thirsty for something.
Oh, if I was thirsty, I'd want a Sprecher cream soda.
No, you're thirsty to pod, my friend.
Ah. I have been looking forward to it all day.
I think we all have been. I keep throughout the week, I kept forgetting what day it was because I was like, man, is it Wednesday yet? Because, you know, we typically end up potting on Wednesdays and really looking forward to it.
It's a good way to get over hump day.
It is.
Yeah.
You know how, like, when people say something and it, like, triggers a dream you had that you didn't realize you remembered?
Yes, that happened to me today.
It just happened to me right now when Mike said that. I had a dream last night that it was Wednesday was happened. And I was pissed because we didn't pod. And I'm like, we're supposed to fucking pod on Wednesday. And then I was like, fuck, it's Thursday already. Now I gotta wait till next week. And tomorrow's gonna be Friday. Like, I had that dream and I was like, I don't know why, but Mike saying that just like triggered in my head.
So maybe you had a premonition that we almost didn't pot at all because of Dylan.
Oh, that could be.
Mm. So what happened with me was today at work.
Look at the gloss over.
That's what I was laughing at.
I was transitioning.
Oh, transitioning, gloss over, same difference.
Well, I think you'll find this funny, the dream anyway. My friend, my coworker Katie, her girlfriend got her hair cut from, I guess it was like her hair was like down to her ass, and she got it cut down to like, I don't know, shoulder length or like just above shoulder length, and she showed a picture of her.
Before and after?
There was a before and after, but I didn't see the before. So I just see the picture of her like after. And I noticed that she had like really intense eyebrows, and I was like, holy shit. So I had a dream, I think it was either last night or the night before, that I went in the bathroom and I was getting ready. I looked up and I had like a full unibrow.
Nice.
like thick, like really thick. I was just, and I was like, oh no. And I was like trying to cut it off. I'm like, this is so embarrassing.
You know, it's really fucked up about that story too. Mike, I don't know if it's like this for you when you travel for work or just doing the IT stuff you do, but like when I was doing like field work all the time, like we had to go to so many people's desks, and like especially when I supported the call center and, you know, there's hundreds of people there or whatever, but I always loved like going to working at somebody's desk and like seeing all the stuff they had up, especially like pictures of friends and family and that, because, you know, stuff people bring to work is usually happy stuff, and all of that stuff was always, you know, cool shit. You know, desk toys. I sent you guys a new picture of my new desk toy today.
Oh, yeah.
I have desk toys.
But
I think I've taken some pictures and shared them with you guys in my desk.
Hey, that's a cute little topic we could say, like right now, since we all work in since now all three of us work in desk life. Like, what do you what's your favorite desk thing? I mean, I only have two, but, or like, what do you have on your desk at work?
Well, my favorite one is my new one I sent to you guys today. Did you know who that was, Dylan?
That's the hang on, I got the name. I know the name. I know it's the dude from Looney Tunes. It's okay.
I got the name.
He's the big red dude. He's made, the only thing that's actually real on him are the
sneakers. Just describe the fucking picture.
I know, I'm saying it out loud to myself.
He's processing it.
Gossamer. Yep. Yeah. I kept wanting to say Grimace, but I'm like, no, that's the other big colorful thing from Chuck E. Cheese.
No. McDonald's.
And it's purple.
Fuck, what? There is a big purple thing from Chuck E. Cheese, though. But yeah, the Grimace is from McDonald's. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that thing is from Chuck E. Cheese, but it's fucking gruesome.
But you know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking. He's got like yellow dots all over him.
I think it's a dinosaur, but I did not like Chuck E. Cheese.
You know, I just saw, I saw somebody posted, I think the other day, I think it was yesterday, about Chuck E. Cheese, is that they're phasing out the animatronic characters.
Yes. Phrase Jeebus. Those things were terrifying.
Like, still to this day to you, or?
Well, I mean, I haven't been in, like, a long time, but I distinctly remember the last time. I'm just like, oh, I just did not like, I did not like the way they moved, and I don't know. It was not
well,
a man.
Jim, we know where he's going with Sarah this weekend.
Guess. I think when we all meet up, we should all go to Chuck E. Cheese and film Dylan there.
I think there is a Chuck E. Cheese still around here.
Dude, there's still
He's the only one. He's the only one that would be small enough to actually still be able to go in the ball crawl.
Nice.
I don't know. Paul might be short enough to get in there.
Dude, years and years ago when they actually had the cool like play areas with like the punching bags in between, like when they had like 20 punching bags and the ball pits and all that stuff, I took my the neighbor kids. I think I was in, I don't know if I was high school or beginning of college or whatever. And I was actually skinny as hell too, but they wanted me to come in and play with them. So I'm chasing them around, and of course, you know, I'm chasing them around, and then other kids start playing with us because, you know, they were having fun. So this one Chuck E. Cheese employee comes into the big play area, and he like comes up to me. He's like, "Excuse me, are you here with any kids?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
He's like,
Yeah, I don't know if he thought I just randomly went to Chuck E. Cheese and went inside and just started playing or what.
Or he thought something really bad.
Well, yeah, that maybe possibly too, but.
Do you think, like, I mean, with that story in mind, like, they were sitting there, like, in the back watching, like, the video cameras, and, like, they were trying to decide which one of them was going to have to come out and confront you?
That would be funny.
They're like, something's not right here, but I don't really want to go out and say it.
Like they're flipping a coin or drawing straws or some such shit like that, you know.
They're like
trying to figure out who should confront the adult looking person chasing around the little kids around the.
No,
around
they were the, chasing me.
Oh, well, whatever the case may be. Like, man, one of us really needs to go talk to this dude.
They're like, send Phil. Who's Phil? The new guy. Just send the new guy down. He can take care of it. He's like going in there. He's like shaking.
That would be.
I'm picturing it's like the. I'm picturing it's like the teenage kid in The Simpsons that always has.
Oh, I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
The pimply. Oh, you mean that guy?
Yeah. He's got like assistant to the assistant manager on his name tag.
Assistant to the what was it on the office?
Assistant to the regional manager.
Is that what it was? Yeah, that's it, yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, assistant to the regional Dwight's manager. Job, right?
What about to go back to the desk thing? I guess briefly.
Oh, desk toys. What are your favorite desk items?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
You know what my favorite items are that are on my desk is I have two of the Stanley Cup champion replica Stanley Cups sitting on my desk. Those might be my favorite.
Cool.
Yeah. One's the 1991 and one's the 2016.
Nice.
Very cool.
Yeah. I mean, I got all sorts of bobbleheads and shit and Buddha statues and all sorts of fun shit on my desk.
Funky Buddha?
Yeah, man. Actually, I think I had Boba Fett's mask on the Buddha a week or two ago. I think I sent you guys a picture of that, didn't I? No, but I did. Oh, maybe I sent it to somebody else.
He sent it to the other podcast.
Yeah, he sent it to Chris and Paul.
Oh, yes, the one that we actually
Michael, Chris and Paul, is that like the fucking Bible show?
No, it's called MCP Podcast.
MCP Podcast. That's pretty good, actually.
Sounds like a rapper's name.
MCP Pants. Wasn't that MC Chris on Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
I don't remember.
I think it was.
I have no idea. But, Dylan, did you say what you had on your desk?
I've only got two things right now. I have a little plastic Han Solo talking to Jabba the Hutt that I found, and I have a plush Godzilla toy with a Jägermeister wristband as a belt. So it kind of looks like he has a wrestling belt.
Hmm.
That's all I got right now.
I thought maybe you had some souvenirs from Coney Island or something on your desk.
No, I. You know what though? I did buy a pretty cool shirt. It was a tank top, and it's the Warriors logo, like from the movie.
Oh, nice! Love that movie.
I thought that was. Yeah, me too. I thought it was pretty cool because I didn't think it was like super obvious for what it is, but I just really like the logo. It's like a skull with like a pair of eagle's wings or something coming out of it. It's pretty badass.
Warriors. You want to come out and
come
play?
Out and play?
Alrighty.
Good movie. So, speaking of Coney Island, I was there over the weekend.
Well, that's why I keep bringing it up.
It was fun. I had a good time.
Sounds like it. I
haven't been in a few years. Did find out something kind of depressing, though.
What's that?
The New York Aquarium, which is located at one end of Coney Island, the boardwalk, is it's still under construction from Sandy.
Oh, wow.
So there's really not much there. I mean, I think most of those animals fucking died during the hurricane, or they had to, like, transport them somewhere else to, you know, keep them alive, but... Yeah, the whole place is like basically under renovations. And I mean, when was Sandy? Was that like, what was that?
Two, 3 years ago. No, was that
Sandy
long ago?
Sandy was in 2012. It was 5 years ago.
Was it really?
Yeah, because that was right after. That was right around my birthday, I think, because I remember we were coming back from. I remember it happened right after a hockey weekend in New Jersey.
It was October 2012.
Well,
yeah. So it was like right after a hockey weekend, and I remember like driving back from South Jersey, and I was like, damn, it's pretty cloudy up here. And then the storm hit. So it's been 5 years, and that poor aquarium has not yet gotten the funding to fix itself, which was kind of depressing because we were basically in and out of there within like maybe 45 minutes to an hour.
We should try to do a GoFundMe or something like that for them.
I think the way it works is that they're basically just like waiting on like FEMA funding, and they haven't gotten there yet. And
they'll be waiting a long time.
I was just going to say, I think they're probably going to be waiting a long time.
Shit, there was probably fish that weren't meant to be flying fish that were flying.
Probably. But anyway, back to Coney Island. Yeah, after that, we walked, you know, down the boardwalk and took in the sights, and it was pretty warm that day. It was fun, you know, went down to the pier.
We?
Which was...
Hey, what, did you have a fish in your pocket?
No.
A French mouse?
I was down there with my girlfriend and some of her friends.
Ooh.
You have a girlfriend?
Yes, we've established this.
Oh.
But we, like, walked down the pier, and then we walked all the way down, and we were, you know, like, checking out the people that were, like, fishing and whatnot. And it was really funny because I think it was one of her friends was just like, I can't believe this is a thing that still happens. And I'm like, yeah, it's just people just come out here and fish for shit, you know?
That's a typical millennial response right there.
I didn't say it because I was like used to that. I mean, I used to like walking down to the pier and watching the guys fish, you know. But
oh, they had poles with lines. So I don't know what they're doing there, but the fish come out of the water.
So what I heard was I used to like walking down to the pier and looking at the guys fish.
I don't know.
I guess I phrased that poorly.
No, I was just trying to insinuate you like guys.
Okay. It didn't really work, but I know.
It was funny in my head.
Well, I don't know, because then I'm walking down to the very end of the pier, and I'm, you know, just looking off into the ocean. And all of a sudden, I just hear this water hitting water noise. I'm like, what's that? That's an odd noise. And I look over to my left, and this dude is just fucking pissing right off the pier.
Huh.
I'm like, nice. That is a vibrant golden shower. I'm going to walk away.
You got to go, man.
And then he saw one of his fisherman buddies, and he's like, hey, man, what's going on? And he high-fived him, and I'm like, that's disgusting.
Hey, can you help me wring this out?
Yo, can you shake it for me?
You shake like it like a Polaroid picture. That's what I'm
saying. Oh, funny you mentioned that. Polaroid? We had a Polaroid camera with us, and we were taking pictures. Apparently, shaking the Polaroid picture does not do anything to make the picture develop faster. In fact, it could actually damage the picture from being, like, you know, top quality.
That's not true.
It is true.
How many Polaroids have you shaken?
I don't know, but Sarah shook one that she took of us, and it came out really bad. So it's either that or I'm a vampire.
I don't know.
One of us is a vampire.
Everybody shook Polaroids back in my day.
I don't know.
What's with you millennials using a fucking Polaroid camera?
It's just, you know.
Where the fuck did you find film for a Polaroid camera?
They started making them again.
She had one. It's the kind of camera that makes like the little Polaroids.
Oh, yeah, but they started shit. Polaroid started making the Polaroid cameras in the film again.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did because millennials like me, for some reason, are obsessed with Polaroid pictures.
You want like something like that's like pseudo retro?
I guess. Yeah, it's kind of. I guess it's why like the 80s are back for some reason.
They are.
Yeah.
I definitely look at like some of like when I was at that music fest a couple weekends ago, I definitely feel like 80s dress is kind of back in style, you know, like the high waisted pants and the open shoulder shirts and whatnot.
I can't wait for basketball shorts to come back into style.
Amen.
I'll be all set.
I don't know if they ever went out of style.
Oh. Or ever were in style?
I don't know.
You just don't want to be mean.
I don't know. I still wear basketball shorts.
Actually, you know what? You know what's a fun fact? Is this weekend I was out doing some shopping and running some errands. I went to a store and I bought shorts that are not basketball shorts.
Shut the fuck up.
Are they jorts?
No, they are not jorts. I will never buy a pair of jorts.
You had a pair of jorts at one point, though.
Nope.
Never did.
Nope.
Oh, I did. I made my own jorts.
I didn't even make my own jorts. Never had it. You didn't make your own jorts. You made your own Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, but jorts were different than just cutting off jeans.
No, because cut off jeans actually, like, they still, like, hugged your leg. Jorts were like, they hung open. They're not very attractive.
Remember when one of the crazes used to be, well, I don't know if Dylan would remember this, but one of the crazes used to be wearing shorts, and if they were ripped or whatever else, and you had spandex shorts on underneath them?
I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen people wearing that. But it's like girls.
I don't know. Axl Rose may have had that on the other night.
Yeah, really. Remember I even asked you, are those new basketball shorts?
Oh yeah, I've had those ones for a little while.
Hey, speaking of Axl.
What about Axl?
Oh my god, I was trying to transition.
I know.
I thought you were just gonna be like, "Well, I'll move in there."
Oh. Jim, I think he wants us to go into a different subject. I think he wants us to talk about the adventure that we had last week, going to see legendary rock band Guns N' Roses.
I thought you were sliding into Dusty there for a second.
He did a little bit.
Yeah, you heard it, right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, we went to see legendary rock band, you see, Guns N' Roses.
Whoa, Dusty, where'd you come from? I didn't know you were there. I didn't see you in any of the pictures.
On the Not In This Lifetime tour. Oh, I wasn't in the nosebleed seats with these yokels. I was down in the front pit, you see.
Yokels.
That's something Dusty would say. Yokels.
Yokels, yes. Dusty, I heard he enjoyed the show, but man, I gotta tell you, I really fucking enjoyed the show.
Yeah, it was great.
I thought it was miles above the show in Pittsburgh.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know what? As I know, you really were raving about Slash, but as great as Slash was, and as great as the rest of the band was, Axl actually sounded and looked good.
Yeah, he did.
Sure. He didn't sound as good last year as he did on the show that we saw last week. Just freaking amazing. He sounded great.
Yep, I agree.
I mean, there's by no stretch is he going to be hitting all the high notes or any of that stuff. You can't go in with that expectation.
No, but he sounded good. Like the first couple of songs, I think that's – remember the first – like he was disappearing at first? I think he was going in the back bitching and saying, you better fucking fix the sound, because it the first, like, two, three songs were bad.
I didn't get so much of that from that, Jim, but I could see what you meant. I mean, he was leaving the stage a lot during the first few songs, but I think, man, once they honed in the sound and everything, he sounded great. Like,
yeah.
Welcome to the Jungle sounded epic to me.
Yep.
Oh, fuck, man. Coma, I thought he sounded great on. November Rain, he sounded amazing on. I was blown away, man.
They really played November Rain? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. Oh, they did last year, too, but he sounded so much better this year.
So, were there any lineup changes?
No.
What do you mean?
Was there anybody different in the band?
Oh, no, it was all the same band as last year.
Okay. Was there an opener?
The band's tight.
Yeah, live was the opener.
Yeah.
Oh, like the band live?
Yeah.
Yeah, 90s rock band live. They reformed, I think, at the end of last year with their original singer.
Holy shit. I haven't thought about that band since, well, the 90s.
Yeah, Sean and I, we ran into some pretty heavy traffic on the way in, so we caught, like, the last couple songs of them. They sounded pretty decent.
Yeah, they sounded real good.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I couldn't tell you the name of a live song off the top of my head, but I guarantee you that if I heard one on the radio, I'd be like, oh, that's live. I remember them.
I mean, there's all sorts of ones, like Selling the Drama, I Alone, Lakini's Juice, I mean, Dolphins Cry. You can just keep going on, man. They had a lot of, like, big songs on the radio, like, in that, you know, mid to late 90s period.
They were definitely a very radio-friendly rock band.
Oh, most certainly. Most certainly. I saw them once, actually, and it was probably one of the worst experiences I ever had going to a concert. Long story short, someone threw a shoe up onto the stage, and the singer had a hissy fit about it, and it caused a riot. And...
Whoops. My bad.
Ooh. Okay. But, yeah, it caused a riot at this college that they were playing at.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why?
Lightning Crashes. That's a great one, man.
Yeah, that is a good song.
Except when the placenta falls to the floor. Which I never quite got that lyric, but...
Back again. You got kind of a funny voice.
I think this one was.
That's the other one.
There's got to be more, you know, Dylan.
Oh, probably.
Gotta know this one.
That's the one. That's what I was just thinking of.
Gotta know this too.
Holy shit, I know so many of these songs. But they're always like, live is like that, they're like that actor you see in movies. You just are like, oh, it's that guy.
Like Steve Buscemi for the longest time?
I guess, or like Ron Perlman, I guess, before he kind of became really famous, or,
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, like, some other that guys. The bad guy from Desperado, definitely. Ultimate that guy. There was a great list. That might actually be a good list to go back on. I remember reading a list of, like, the greatest, like, that guy actors from movies. Maybe if we run out of time later, I can bring it up. Or we could do it next week and we can go over that. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you guys had a good time.
Yeah.
I saw you met up with Jacko.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, man. That was one thing I was going to bring up, man. If there was one really good positive about it, man, Jacko's a fun dude.
Oh, fuck yeah, Jacko's a great dude. He's fun.
I hadn't really gotten to know him all that much. I've seen him at a few Comic-Cons that he's worked at with previous podcast guest Shad. But, man, he's a fun dude. He actually helps run a music festival that I think I might be looking into going next year too. The lineup this year looks unreal, but I can't make it. But I'm gonna look into it.
What
next
is
year.
The lineup? You know, because unreal to me is like
You're not gonna know any of the bands, but it's really. Timing. We'll try. We'll see.
Hesitation in his voice. He's like, oh, I don't know.
No, I'm trying to find the fucking list, dude.
The one thing about the Guns N' Roses, though, if you put two Crandalls and an Edelston in a stadium together, Don't Cry doesn't get played.
Yeah. That was the one unfortunate thing that I was a little disappointed in.
Yeah, because I know somebody that went to the concert in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I think Montreal was what, Saturday, like 2-3 days after we went. And I was like, did they play Don't Cry? And they're like, oh yeah, that was the encore.
You're just like, son of a bitch.
I did. I was like, fuckers.
Okay, I'll give you like the top like eight or nine bands on this. It's called the Night Lights Music Festival. You ready, okay. Dylan?
I'm ready.
Papa Dozio.
Nope.
Dopapod.
I don't know their music, but I've definitely heard of them.
Okay. Aqueous.
Nope.
Mihaly and Friends.
Nope.
Sunsquabby.
Nope. All these band names sound the same.
The Bright Light Social Hour.
Nope.
Mungin.
I don't know why, but that made me think of Tim Minchin. Is that his name?
No, it's not Tim Minchin.
No, don't know them.
Tropodelic.
Nope. I thought that sounded familiar, but they're not.
Broccoli Samurai.
Broccoli Rob?
I feel like you've mentioned them before. Or am I thinking of lettuce?
I've mentioned lettuce before. Lettuce is amazing.
All right, so I'm getting my vegetable bands mixed up.
Gymkata.
Nope.
And then I'll mention one more because she's local and she's fucking amazing. Daniel Ponder and the Tomorrow People.
Oh, I know who that is, but only because you've posted about her.
Oh, she's fucking awesome.
All right, so I know one band, Dopapod.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest band on that bill.
They're Papa Dozio and Dopapod are like the two big headliners.
So are they like jam bands or like?
Yeah, some of it's a little, some of it's like a little bit groove, some of it's jam, some of a little bit electronic, but it's a pretty good list of bands that are playing at this thing. Aqueous was probably, we'll get into it, but the festival I went to a couple weekends ago, they were probably one of my favorite bands that I saw perform at the Peach Fest this year. They put on two really good sets.
We haven't talked about that, right?
We have not talked about that yet, but we'll get into that subject. But, hey, you know what? As far as Guns N' Roses go, one other song that they didn't play was Total Eclipse of the Heart.
I was just about to make an eclipse joke. I was going to say, so did anything about this show eclipse the last one? But you already kind of mentioned that. It was a better show overall.
I thought my segue was a little better, but
I thought it was better too.
But we speaking of bands, guess who I started listening to that because of Mike?
Who's that?
Just take a guess.
Did you start listening to Lettuce?
No. It wasn't any of the bands you mentioned.
Government Mule?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm digging
you behind the mule.
Are you a fan? Are you getting behind the mule?
Yeah, I'm digging it.
It's just not, and I don't mean it as any disrespect, but it's just not a band that really interests me. Not that I am questioning Warren Haynes' ability as a musician. It's Warren Haynes, right?
Yeah, he's the guitarist for...
Okay. I don't know why, but I was like, wait, I hope I'm not getting mixed up with the Dead Tedeschi Trucks band.
No.
That's Derek Trucks.
That is...
Derek Trucks.
I couldn't tell you a Mule song off the top of my head.
That's okay. It's not in your wheelhouse. I get that.
But it's weird because I do enjoy like some jam band stuff. Like I do enjoy a couple of Fish albums.
Yeah, I mean,
I like the Allman Brothers.
See, and Warren Haynes was in the Allman Brothers.
Real Big Fish.
See, the thing is though, is like. Warren stuff like with Mule, the band has like such a heavier groove to it than what the Allman Brothers did. It's very different. It's got more of a rock vibe to it than a jam vibe to it. But even the Allman Brothers really aren't so much a jam band, in my opinion. They're more of a blues / jazz band than anything else.
Yeah, with some bluegrass thrown in there.
With like a little bit of a country lilt, and that comes more so from Dickie Betts than anything else, because some of the stuff that he brought to the table after Duane Allman passed away.
Yeah.
But a lot of their stuff is largely jazz and blues influenced. Yeah, I mean, Mule's a little bit of a different animal. Because they're not like something you're going to hear played anywhere really, except for like maybe on like, you know, like a Sirius XM jam on radio. You're not going to hear them on regular radio because they just don't really fit into any.
Yeah, I think you could probably hear them on like a classic rock station.
Yeah, but the classic rock station up here in Rochester doesn't play them at all. And their songs would fit into that mold, but they're so ingrained into what they play on that station that it just, they just won't play it. Even some of the songs that are more well known, like when you go to a show, like the one I went to, not so much at the Peach Fest when they played there, but like the one I went to in Buffalo, and there was like 5,000 or 6,000 people there. There were people that were singing along to every song. So their shit is known, but it's very, it's a very, I don't know, it's a very like almost like close knit, like
it's fan niche. Base. Niche is the word you're looking for.
Yeah, it's very, it's a very niche or niche fan base, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's kind of like Phish fans. So I've actually, you know, I've actually been listening to a podcast called Analyze Phish, and it's all about I don't know if you guys remember, I think was it last year, maybe the year before that, I don't know, this dude, he was a writer for Parks and Recreation. I think he died from an overdose. I know it definitely was, it was in the news, but it's basically about this guy, obviously before he died, trying to get comedian Scott Aukerman to enjoy Phish, and I tell you, it's fucking hilarious. It's so funny because the one dude just does not like them that much, and it's funny because I relate to him in that I just did not want to listen to Phish for the longest time, and then I actually did listen to a couple of the albums, and I liked them. I like them. But then I listened to live stuff, and I know you've seen them live, Mike, and I know our good friend Frank is a huge Phish fan, but like...
Over 400 shows.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, hit his 400th show. He's been seeing them since the early 90s, dude. When he was in college, they used to come through Ithaca and play like all the time. So he's seen them over 400 times now.
That's Did he fucking go to insane. Ithaca?
What?
Did he go to Ithaca?
No, he went to what's the other school there? Cornell.
Oh, the one that
Frank went to.
Andy
Cornell?
Went to.
I'm pretty certain he went to Cornell.
No shit. That's pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah. Bill Maher also went there. Did you know that?
I might have known that. But yeah, it's just funny. Like I just like cannot. I don't know if I could bring myself to go to a live show. I'd probably have to be under the severe influence of some drugs.
The show I went to was good, but I actually found that it might lean towards like some of the stuff that I enjoyed about it. I actually enjoyed going to see Trey Anastasio's band better than the Phish show I saw.
The one project he did that interests me the most, I haven't actually listened to it, is Oysterhead. I don't know if you know
what that I've is. Heard people rave about that.
I don't know if you know what that is, but it's Trey, Les Claypool from Primus, and oddly enough Stuart Copeland from The Police.
Yeah, I've heard people absolutely rave about it.
Funk, like a funk metal band. I've never listened to it, but I've heard it's supposed to be like a pretty kick-ass little setup they did.
Yeah, but yeah. So Jim, I mean, what have you enjoyed that you've heard from the Mule?
Oh, I just started listening to him this week. I just threw it on I looked the band up and just hit play.
Oh, okay, cool. Any songs stand out or anything like that, or you just?
Nothing yet. I don't think I've listened to him enough yet.
Yeah, I mean, I think of their biggest songs, probably Soul Shine is one that a lot of people kind of learn from them first as far as an awareness level of. And it's a good song, but it's a pretty standard bluesy kind of tune.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, some of their stuff is pretty cool. I mean, I'll get into something about them, I guess. We saw them twice the week of Peach Fest. We saw them at a show up in Buffalo, like near Buffalo, and then we saw them at the Peach Festival. The show at Peach Fest was really unique. They had a guitar player that sat in with them for about half the set, and it was a jazz guitarist named John Scofield.
Mm. I feel like I know that name.
If you know anything about jazz guitar, if any of our listeners do... He's like a top name, as far as oh bless you,
excuse me,
two times,
two time, two time, two time.
I was doing a little Fugees there for you.
I thought you were doing DDP.
No. He's a top-notch guitarist in that field, and he sat in with them. He did a...
Oh, God. I'm
Jesus, man. You got shit coming out all over the place.
yeah, I know. It's crazy.
He sat in with them for a couple, or for like half the set, like I said, and it was really amazing to see and hear and everything. They put out a live album a couple years back with him, and it was excellent. It was so freaking good. And then they toured with him, and the tour was really well received. I didn't get a chance to see it, so this was my first time seeing him actually play with Mule, and it was unbelievable. But before we get further into that festival, I know we wanted to talk about the eclipse that I feel like everybody's been talking about this thing.
I'll go last. So I don't think we are going to harp on this too long, but
honestly,
you go first, Mike.
I didn't really have a huge experience with the eclipse or anything. Work got a little busy during that time, and just plugging away at work. And, you know, I know Liz had sent me like the website from NASA where they were broadcasting shit on their webpage, but like the page was so, I think it was so busy with traffic. Like all I got was like the little circle kind of spinning around. I'm like, okay, well, if that's the eclipse, it's going a little fast. Cause all I saw was just a little circle spinning around. And I was like, okay, that's not helping me any. So, but I was just at my desk the whole time it was going on. So not much of an experience at all.
Well, my counterpart bought the glasses, which...
Yeah.
Is your counterpart R2-D2?
No.
My R2-D2's got built-in glasses.
Yeah, he would have just rocked it right out. But yeah. My buddy Mike that's just out 2 cubes down for me at work. Excuse me. So anyway.
Oh, Jim's tired.
I know. We didn't get to start till the 9:45. But
quarter after 10.
So he bought the glasses at Walmart like a while ago. It went like $1, and I guess he was.
Jim clearly does not understand time.
Oh, I do. That's why I wanted to start earlier, but it's cool.
You said 9:45.
I know. I was exaggerating the time because you didn't get on until like 9:20. I was trying to be funny again, but it failed. So anywho. So he had the glasses, and I thought that he had a funny story because he got like me and him a pair and like his daughter a pair or something, and then ended up giving them another one because their grandfather wanted one, and like he went to go get more glasses. They were sold out everywhere, and like then when he found them somewhere else, they were like $10 or whatever, and he only paid $1, and he was like, fuck that. So there's a couple of us at work. We went out. We just passed the glasses around, which... Somebody would have been like, you can't look at it. And I would have been like, that's bullshit. Why can't you look at it? Which I still don't understand why you still can't look at it, but whatever.
You go blind, just like President Trump is supposed to go blind or whatever.
They say that if you just look at the sun anyway.
There's like a whole movement of people called sun gazers that actually think that they get like mentally enhanced by staring at the sun.
I know it makes me sneeze sometimes.
I know that's a thing.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, sometimes I'll look up at it. I'm like, oh, that's fucked up. Anywho, but I don't know. Tell me, neither one of you have ever looked directly up at the sun.
I mean, I've looked up at the sun before.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I enjoyed it.
But why? I don't know. Why can't you look at the eclipse?
I don't know. It has something to do. I don't remember exactly why. I just know it has something to do with like the rays or the road. I don't know. I don't have a scientific explanation
for it. But it did feel funky going outside because of the way the lighting was. It wasn't like overcast, it wasn't dark, it was just a weird lighting and whatever. But we went out a couple different times and checked it out, and you could see the eclipse. And don't get me wrong, it's cool as fuck. I mean, for as much as it happens and all that stuff, but I mean, the people that went apeshit over it, I don't understand it. I mean, it wasn't...
Like the people that drove like miles to go to have like a good spot.
Yeah, I went miles, whatever. But it just in general, I mean, we went outside like 3 times and looked at it, and I was like, and he's like, you want to go out again? And I'm like, no, I'm good.
Dude, I listened to this thing on NPR, and it was like this dude like travels like literally around the world. He said he's like, oh, I've wound up on like Russian freighters in the middle of like the Bering Sea to see eclipses happen. And I'm like, that's fucking crazy.
But why? I don't know. I guess that's your thing.
It's a thing. It's a culture. They're called like, it's like eclipse chasing. It's crazy. I mean, it's not crazy. It's kind of, if that's your thing, but.
I don't know. Maybe this has to do with the like technology thing, like me and Mike were talking earlier. But now that you know people have it on video, I'm fine with that.
I guess, but I mean, I don't know, Jim. Like, it's their thing. It's what they do. You know, you like hockey jerseys, so they like.
Here's the thing, though, is like, I see like the next one is in 2024, right?
Right.
And totality is supposed to like. Be like right, like coming right through here.
Yeah,
I want to fucking, I want to buy up a, like a whole bunch of those glasses and like just fucking rape people over the coals for them.
I was thinking when they're looking for
over the coals.
Because you think about it, you could get them real fucking cheap right now.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Well, yeah,
get them now and then just fucking, you just
do it now.
Bone people for them when it comes time for totality.
That's a good idea. Maybe I'll go out this weekend and get some right now.
Ooh. I got an idea. How about Jim's official Jim's BBQ eclipse glasses?
That'd be
Jim's
sweet.
BBQ podcast glasses. Eclipse glasses, yeah.
Yeah. We could make a commercial. We could be like, get yours right meow.
It would be just like one of those horrible, really shitty like local advertisement videos.
All right. For $5, dollars, you can get yours today.
We could make a song like out of right now. Instead, it's right meow, not tomorrow. Right meow, it's everything. No?
Wow.
Oh, another Dylan gloss over.
I was just dumbing. I wasn't actually going to gloss over. I was going to let you finish.
Wow.
I don't think Dylan's into anything we're saying tonight.
Beep, 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 Sarge of the week.
Wow. I kind of liked Mike's. I kind of liked that.
So Dylan, what was your experience with the eclipse?
Well, we looked at it at work and it was cool. I mean, it was interesting. But it was kind of neat to see. One of my coworkers had a pair of glasses, and we were just sharing them around. But then later,
it happened again.
I don't even remember at what point in the day I get this text, and I look at my phone, and it's from our buddy Mott. And
because I'm blind.
Actually, no. One of my coworkers walks outside, and he just goes, "Oh, am I not supposed to look at it? Ow, ow, ow." Like, that was literally the quote. I'm not even lying.
Okay.
What would have been really funny is if you're like, yeah, I got a text from Mott during it or something, and I was like, oh, Mott, and one of your coworkers were like, I know that dude.
Well, remember, you guys probably don't remember, but remember when we were down in Ocean City like a few years back, and Mott was like, oh yeah, I heard about the moon. I was trying to look at it when I was driving here. We're just like, oh my God, Mott.
I do remember that.
Wasn't there supposed to be an eclipse that night too?
I don't know.
Something like that. I don't remember. Anyway, so I get this text from Mott, and he sent it to like myself and a couple other people. And it's like, oh, I had a great view of the eclipse. And he sends this fucking video and of the phone, you know, from his phone, and I'm like looking at the video. I'm like, okay, there's the moon or the sun or whatever it is, and all of a sudden, what the fuck drips into view? But it's fucking Mott's balls. So yeah, something eclipsed the sun. That's for sure.
Wow, huh.
That was nice. That was a nice view.
Huh.
Leave it to Mott.
Yeah, leave it to Mott, man.
Hey, I bet you he was like, hey, you know what would be really funny? If I filmed my balls and then I sent it to these guys.
Oh, yeah, my balls, they eclipse the sun, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sag so low they can eclipse the entire sun.
I just, after viewing that, I just texted him back and I said, Nice. Old clown balls. Because his team is hilarious. A bunch of clowns. Yeah, even when he's sending me videos of his nuts.
I would have sent him back another video of my nuts.
I really should have just, like, brained him or something.
Actually, what you should have did was downloaded that one and sent it back to him. Be like, I did the same thing. And see if he noticed.
Whoa, that looks really familiar.
So it occurs to me, given all the, like, recent news events of whatnot about how people's phones get hacked and there's always, like, nude photos and shit. And we were talking about it at work. Like, how does this shit happen? I think we've realized how this shit happens.
Oh, I only keep nude photos of Dylan on my phone. I don't, not on me.
You better not be sending those out, man.
Dude, I've been getting all kind of emails.
Last yeah, if you want nude photos of Dylan, don't forget, jimsbbqpod@gmail.com. Yep. Don't forget, you can also get the ones with the Kirk Hammett hair.
Nice. That's borderline poorly. Child pornography right there.
Yeah. Close. We should, let's not do that.
I did remember that we
the barely first email... 18 nudes of Dylan.
Wow.
I'm really happy that you found that funny.
What? Barely 18 nudes of Dylan? Now I'm going to start getting requests for those.
Yeah. What else we got to talk about?
Wow, obviously no more Dylan talk.
Well, I mean, we talked about the eclipse, right? And that, I guess that was the story you wanted to talk about, right? About it?
Yeah,
it was about Mott's balls.
Yeah, about Mott's balls. Did you have any, like, crazy shit that happened to you at the Peach Fest, like you did last year with the people fucking in the tent?
It's funny that you say crazy shit.
Uh-huh. Oh no.
Because what would Jim's BBQ podcast
be without a poop story?
I was gonna say without a shit story, but a poop story would also work. As you guys know, as you heard,
can I just quickly interject because you'll find this funny? Based on what, and you could leave this in or take it out or if whatever, I don't really care. But Sarah has basically. I said this to Jim the other day on the phone. She has said just like, you know, it's like, your podcast wouldn't be the podcast without your crazy poop stories. And it's mostly you.
Wow, so you get, like, all the fucking credit.
I mean, maybe she's only listened to ones that involve me, which most of the time it does involve me, let's be honest.
I think what she's trying to say is anytime there's poop being flung, it's Dylan.
So
anyway.
I get out of that the only stories she's interested in are the ones that Dylan tells.
She's just trying to make him feel good about himself.
Maybe. But, hey, you know, I go to this music festival, right? It's in Scranton, Pennsylvania. My brother and I, we've gone. This is the sixth year of it. We've gone all 6 years. We feel like we're pretty well seasoned at going to these festivals and, you know, taking care of business and, you know, doing everything that we do as far as, yeah, man. But I'm trying to think of what day it was. I think it was Friday. Yeah, it was Friday. So Thursday is the first day of the festival, and it's always can be like a bit of a
clusterfuck.
It can always be a bit of a challenge, but this year probably was one of the easiest days. As far as getting your gear up onto the mountain. Cause yeah, I think I described this last year when we were describing, the issues with, Dominique. And, I think my brother came to call the guy Devin. So it was Dominique and Devin who were, fucking in the tent next to us. If you want to hear that story, go back to the episode. It's called, "Hey, we recording?" Classic episode of Jim's BBQ podcast. Look back, I think episode 30 something or other. I can't remember which one.
30 something?
Yeah, it's 32 or so, somewhere in that range, right?
Oh no.
So yeah, we have like a really easy load in of our gear and all that stuff, and just an amazing time and everything. Thursday goes without a hitch. They have some bands playing. Actually, it's episode 30. Is hey, we recording. Got to check it out. The story on that episode is epic. If you want to hear about Dominique and her exploits, that's the episode to check out. So Friday comes and there's a whole bunch of bands playing, and we always like to do like a big ass breakfast on Friday morning, and
a big ass breakfast.
A big ass breakfast.
Like, you just eat ass?
No, we.
Wow,
we,
he didn't find that funny at all.
No, not in the least.
Big ass.
We made like this sausage, egg, potato breakfast scramble, and it was just it was delicious. It was huge. It was filling.
Big ass was filling.
It came back to haunt me. Exactly. Throughout the entire fucking day, guys. I mean, my stomach was wrecked the entire day. I think I shit probably 6 times
during my show
that day.
I don't know if that qualifies as it was delicious. You might have undercooked something.
No, you know what I think it is, actually, in all honesty, is I think I have issues with like dairy products and stuff like that.
So you're a little lactose intolerant.
Yeah, I'm probably a lot lactose intolerant. So one of the last times the second to last time that I shit that day, we were up at camp. We're jamming out to some music. I'm making some dinner. Sean was like, "Oh, I'm hungry." So I'm making some dinner and I'm like, "Oh my God, my stomach is killing me." So the only choice I have is just down the hill from our camp are like a whole bank of Portos, right? So kind of assess the situation, grab some paper to wipe. The Portos were out of toilet paper, by the way. So keep that in mind. So I kind of make my way down to the Portos and I just unload. And I mean, it was loud. It was vicious. It was everything you could think of, and then some.
It was like the T-Rex from Jurassic Park, just like.
Exactly, Jim. Exactly, Dylan.
Dylan.
Exactly, Dylan. That's exactly what it sounded. It sounded like that T-Rex from Jurassic Park. And after I unload, and that sound comes out of me, from the portal next to me, I hear. Yeah! Woo!
They were excited about it?
The guy next to me, and then he starts laughing. He was cheering me on.
Do you remember that part in the first Austin Powers when he's shitting next to Tom Arnold?
I don't.
Jim, do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's what that reminds me of.
That's funny.
So yeah, this guy, man, he cheered me on, so all I just... He finishes doing that, and I just go, yeah.
Should have been like, boom, womp, womp.
Nope, that's all I did. I just did like a slow little, yeah.
It would have been better if like he was like, woo, yeah, and you were just like, you can also email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, like I suddenly started doing the fucking...
Yeah, you just start plugging the
social media plugs. Oh, you can.
Dude, why didn't you Facebook Live it?
Nice. Oh, okay, I'm in a Porto. I'm at a Porto at a hippie music festival. My phone isn't going in that Porto.
But we forgot the Guns N' Roses, the whatever the Bills Stadium's called or whatever, New Era Field.
Era Field, yeah.
They have Wi-Fi there. You have to put in your email address to. Sign into the Wi-Fi, so...
Oh, right, yeah.
Mike and I put in Jim's BBQ Podcast. JimsBBQPod@gmail.com for the address.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you get any email?
No, I don't. You?
Oh, I don't fucking check the email address. I thought that was your job.
Yeah, I do. There was nothing there.
Good, so we got free Wi-Fi and they didn't even bother us about it, huh?
I know, that's awesome.
free with.
Yeah, me. Yeah. So yeah, I had a little bit of a cheering section at the Porto John. You know,
that's awesome.
So apparently, I wasn't the only one having some issues with bodily functions at the music festival.
Did Brother Sean have some issues?
No. It wasn't necessarily anybody I knew, but Sean and I, we go to check out a band. I think it was Thursday, and we sit down in these seats and we're just sitting there chilling out. And this guy's getting the band all ready to go, and he's running around the stage and doing all sorts of shit. We look at him, man. This is like the sweatiest roadie that I've ever seen. I mean, his shirt was soaked through and through, right? But then you look down a little bit lower, and he had the biggest... I mean, he probably was wearing the wrong color shorts. He should have probably been wearing some black basketball shorts, because he had the biggest...
Oh, did he have khakis on?
Shit stain. Yeah.
He had the biggest sweat stain, like, running up and down his ass crack.
Oh.
And I was just like, dude... Oh my God. It was like one of those car accident type things where you couldn't help but look at it. And you're just going, oh my gosh, dude, put on some other shorts. It's just nasty looking.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Since I go to a lot of metal shows, I never see that happening when they break down sets, because everybody wears black.
Exactly, dude. That's what you're supposed to wear when you're like stage crew. You're supposed to wear black. You're not supposed to be wearing gray or white or whatever the fuck the dude was wearing, man.
Clearly, he didn't get the memo.
I don't know. He was like an old, fat, roadie-looking dude.
Or he just didn't give a fuck.
There's one more story. I got to get you guys' take on this, because I've gone to this music festival. There's so many people around, and... I'm not a parent, but I thought that this was like the most irresponsible thing that I've ever seen
a parent do. When you said that, I was like, you're not a parent? I'm like, a parent of what? Like, what was going on?
Well, I'll tell you what was going on, and it kind of blew my mind. So this was on Thursday. This is the first day. We set up our camp. We're hanging out up at camp. We're having some beers. I think I went to take a piss, and I come back, and Sean's sitting there. And next to Sean, there is a stroller.
Sean has adopted a child.
you would have thought this may be the case. There, like, right next to Sean, there is a stroller with, like, a little baby in it.
There was no baby in it. Sean's like, I got hungry.
Okay, so get this.
There's the Crandall gloss over.
I had nothing to say. You want to talk about a gloss over there? There's nothing to say there, Dylan.
Okay, so stroller.
So there's a stroller with like a baby in it, like a little baby, right? I come back. I just taken a piss. I come back up. I look at Sean. I look at the stroller. I go, what is this? And he's like, this woman. She's over there. And he points over like several sites over. She just asked if she could leave this stroller with this baby here while she went to get something.
Wait, the kid was in the stroller?
Yes! We had just set up camp like 2 hours before. This woman just, she comes up with her stroller, goes, hey, can I leave him here? And while I'm in the, while I'm at the Portos taking a piss, and then I come back and I sit down. She's gone for maybe another 5 minutes or so. She comes back. She's like, oh, thank you so much. Hi, my name is, I can't remember her. My name is Amber. I remember the kid's name. This is Julian. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, yeah, I just had to run to camp and grab something. I appreciate you guys watching them for a few minutes.
She's been like, you didn't give us a choice, bitch.
This is what blew my mind. I'm not a parent, so, I mean, I don't know how much I can judge. She left her baby with two strangers.
Yeah, I would have never done that.
It blew my mind. I'm like, I mean, not that Sean and I aren't trusting and that we don't look trusting, but who does that?
I
mean, she's lucky it was you guys, and that yeah, obviously you wouldn't do anything, but yeah, that is like incredibly like
irresponsible and
yeah, super irresponsible. Why would you just be like, oh hey, can you watch my child? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude. I would not. No.
I couldn't believe it. I was just
what like, what could she possibly have to do that she couldn't take her kid with her?
I'll tell you what she was doing.
Fucking some dude?
No, no. No, I found out.
I like that we go to like the extremes. No, she's getting laid. She's doing drugs.
That would have been hilarious if like she left the baby with Sean while she was getting fucked in the tent. That would have been just that would have been amazing. That would have been better than the actual story. The actual story is pretty funny, but that would have been fucking awesome.
It would have been funny too if she like had showed up and Sean was like, she wasn't high when she got here.
That would have been pretty epic too. Actually, you know what she was doing? She was grabbing some beers to put into the stroller to smuggle back down to like one of the stages where her friends were at. Like she was gonna hide the beers in the stroller.
Why couldn't she take her kid to do that? She's obviously needed the stroller.
The only thing I could surmise about the stroller and getting it to where her tent and her coolers and all that good shit was that the terrain and the proximity of tents to tents, it's very difficult to traverse.
Okay.
So I think that's the only reason why she left the stroller with Sean.
Okay.
I'm not trying to justify it.
No, I know, but then why not just be like, could you watch the stroller? I'm going to take my child with me, right. But could you just watch this? And it's like, at the end of the day, like...
The stroller would have been a lot less...
like, yeah, it's stuff that your stroller got stolen that had some stuff in it, and man, what an asshole that Sean is as he stole it, but like... You know, would you rather your stroller get stolen? Or...
I'm just imagining Sean running down the mountain with a stroller.
Also, like, your brother's just... He's just the worst human being. He's just like, I'm going to steal the stroller.
There's, like, nothing in it. He's just... There's like baby bottles and diapers and shit. And Sean's just gleefully running down the hill with the stroller.
Like, there's not even a wallet. There's no beer. There's literally nothing. Maybe like a chew toy or chew toy. Maybe like something for the batter. <there too. laughs> You know what I'm saying? Like a teething object. I don't know. But yeah, like, it's so fun. Just the image of Sean being like, Mark, I got this. And you're like, why did you steal that?
I'm picturing the whole scene. Like, I'm coming out of the portal and I just see him gleefully running down the hill with the stroller. I just can't imagine it, but the image is hilarious.
Oh, and better yet, your first question is like, why are you not at camp? where the fuck were we? Oh, yeah.
Well, so, I mean, other than that, Peach Fest was pretty awesome. Saw lots of great bands. We went to a beer bar / beer shop in just outside of Wilkes-Barre after we left Peach Fest that Sunday, which was an awesome, amazing stop. We've done it the last 2 years, and it's a great place. It's called Sabatini's.
I remember you checking in there before.
Yeah, if you're in that area and you're a beer guy like me, you gotta go to that place. It's fucking unreal. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad you had a really good time. God, that story is fucking hysterical, though.
I really thought the poop story was gonna be the better of the three. But that the stroller ended up being the one.
God, it's just so It's just so mind-bending. It's like, why? What would... Like, she definitely had done... Had, it sounds like she had consumed some pot.
It's like, how could that be more important than fucking leaving your kid there?
Dude, I can't understand it.
It's so funny.
I mean, she probably looked at Sean and I just went, okay, yeah, these guys are safe.
And they're giant, so if they are safe, then no one will mess with them.
They'll protect my child.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like even like we were hanging up on the mountain. I think it was Friday.
Jim was just yelling in the background.
No, I said that she was like, I have chosen wisely.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we were hanging up out on the mountain like Friday, I think, and like one of the security guys that was near, like they kind of station like in certain spots, and where we were camping is kind of like generally a quieter area. And he came up to us and he's like, you guys are keeping the peace up here, right? And I'm like, I like kind of looked at him. I went, are we supposed to be? He's like, well, he's like, I could tell you guys are chill. He's like, that's why we don't mind having you in the area that you're at. Because generally that, well, I'll explain. The area that we're staying, that we camp in, and we've done it the past 3 years, is like the family camp area. And one of the things about it is like, if you camp in some of the other spots, they rage like 24/7, like all 4 days of the festival.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's people partying.
How can they dispute you guys going to the family camp area? Because you were
well, generally, you're supposed to have, like, children.
But your family.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, to that point, even the people that were, like right next to us, they didn't have, they had other people with them that were, like, their daughter or their son, I can't remember which, but they were adult, like, daughter or son, I can't remember, and their boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the relationship was, it was all adults. They didn't have any children with them either. So it was kind of like, okay, well, apparently they're just kind of going, okay, like, yeah, like you people look chill and you're not going to be rowdy. So yeah, you can camp in that section. But we've done it like the last couple of years, just cause it's like a little bit calmer and it's not as loud. And you know, like if you want to sleep, you can actually sleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It can be tough because, I mean, you got to keep in mind you're camping on a ski slope. So you're at a bit of an incline, and then there's people that rage all night. And no joke, I mean, they're partying the whole night, all the way through.
I heard the best way to go, though, is in a 9-person tent.
Yeah, no doubt. 9-person tent, and there's two of us in the tent. So, Dylan, I understand that you had some sort of story.
Thing happened to me over
there. Were you in a wind tunnel by any chance?
I definitely was not. I can attest to that.
Were you in the wind tunnel with Jim?
No. What's the thing that I like to do on vacation?
Poop?
No. I always like doing that. What's that thing you were joking about me being really into when we're on vacation? Cave diving?
You like cave diving?
I don't know. Anyway,
wait. So I'm wondering what kind of direction you're going in here. So what do you like to do on vacation? I don't know. You like to drink? I mean,
no,
you're mentioning cave diving. I'm confused on how do you want us to go in this? I mean, you go, oh, you need to take this out. But you're talking about like sexual euphemism. So. Where do you want us to go? Tell me, what joke am I supposed to make here?
Oh my god, he got so intense about it.
I just don't know what to do.
Mike's an intense kind of guy.
He's panicking.
What? I'm a pancake?
No, I said you're panicking.
I'm not panicking. So what am I supposed to say?
Do you remember we were talking about a snorkel, one of the snorkel things we were gonna do on vacation, and you mentioned, I think you said it was like there was a cave diving part of it, and then all of a sudden like Paul was like, oh, Dylan likes cave diving, or Jim said, I don't remember.
Oh, fuck, are you talking about, like, the next cruise that we're talking about maybe going cave tubing?
Cave tubing, thank you.
Wow.
Oh.
All that for that.
Okay, yes, I do remember the discussion where we were talking about going cave tubing, and maybe someone talked about you diving into caves and spelunking, perhaps.
Something along those lines.
And then maybe you need a little helmet with a light on it.
Sounds like a safe option.
So what, did you, like, recently go to, like caverns north of the city or something and go spelunking? I mean, where are we headed with this, Dylan?
No. No.
Explain it.
Oh, my God.
What?
I feel like an oral surgeon here. I feel like I'm pulling teeth.
No, oh, I'm going there. No, I'm going back to the original story now.
I have no idea what that was all about.
I don't know what the original story is. What strain are you on tonight?
It was the weird thing that happened to me over the weekend.
Were you having poop?
No. So my girlfriend and I and her friends went out to brunch on Sunday, and they're like, "Oh, well, we want to take a picture in front of the place because I guess they all went to grad school together." And so they're like, "Oh, we want to take a picture together," and she's gonna be fucking pissed if she hears this and be like, "That's not why we got together."
Okay.
I just honestly don't remember. I don't recall, like, the nature of, like, where their friendships all aligned, is what I was saying. Anyway,
what the fuck does that have to do with cave diving?
Nothing, dude. That was a completely different thought I just went off on for some fucking reason that I don't even remember.
So fucking confused.
Okay.
This is like the most confusing segment we've ever done on this podcast.
Dude, I wish I could go back.
This is so fucking bizarre.
Are you following him at all?
No!
Okay. I really wish I could just
go back. We went from cave diving tubing to going out on to brunch on Sunday. I don't even know what the correlation is.
They went
to
graduate school and all
they went. Oh my God. I feel like crying, Jim.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God,
I have let the pod down.
So wait, just get to where you were going. Maybe you can make sense. let's
go back like a few steps. Is there anything to do with cave tubing diving?
No.
So why in the fuck did that get brought up?
I really don't remember.
Okay.
I went on that rant for so fucking long that I don't even remember why I was ranting about it.
Okay. So that was like just a total, like,
it was a weird train of thought that went in a direction.
Okay. In no direction at all, apparently.
Okay. Yes. It just crashed and
so we can skip past all of that bullshit. I'll leave it all in just so people can understand that we discussed this stuff for probably about 5 minutes, but it didn't go anywhere. But so now we're at this point where you apparently went out to brunch on Sunday. Let's kick
in with
that.
Well, first I want to thank our listeners for being that fucking patient with us.
Henry and E.T., we appreciate you if you're still listening at this point, because we're as clueless as you guys are at this point.
You know, Paul is just like, I'm fucking done.
Paul, I think, is going to want to be on the next episode just to
go, what the fuck, Dylan?
Fuck, yell at you about this whole thing.
More than he already does?
Yes. And I think it's deserved.
Dude, I'm so sorry about that. That was just...
No, keep talking, because I want to see what...
Okay, so you went to brunch. Went to brunch on Sunday. Kick in with that.
We're out to brunch with her friends or whatever. So they're all like, oh, we want to take a picture in front because we're friends and that's what we do.
Wait, in front of what? The restaurant?
Yeah. Like it was, so it was, yeah, no, not in front of me. So it was me, Sarah, and two of her friends. And one of the people that was like a friend of a friend. They like worked together or something. I don't know. So they were having her take the picture and I'm just standing there like, all right, whatever. I'm just going to stand here. Wait till you're done taking the picture. And this fucking guy is walking past me, and it's like this older dude, he's listening to like a set of headphones, like, you know, big set, like, you know, like Beats or whatever. And he like walks over and he's like, says, "Hey, like, what's on your shirt?" And I'm like, wearing a t-shirt for the group Run the Jewels. And I'm like, "Oh, it's a band shirt." And he's like, "Oh, is that like a rap group?" And I'm like, "Yeah, they're a rap duo. They're from like, you know, they're from Brooklyn and they are really good. I like them." And he's like, "Cool, man. You know, I used to be a record producer. I used to work in the biz back in the day, and I used to make music. And I'm actually listening to some of it right now. Here, you just take a listen." And the dude just starts taking his headphones off, and I'm like, no, that's good. I don't need that. And he just plops his fucking sweaty ass headphones right on my head, and I'm now forced to listen to his music. I'm like, I can't tell if he's laughing because he thinks it's actually funny or if he's just like, that's it.
I'm laughing because you went off on another story that had nothing to do with the previous four that me and Mike are trying to figure out.
So
you just went from, I don't even remember how it started.
They were at brunch.
No, before that even.
They were taking a picture.
No, before that even. Brunch, picture, graduate school, they hang out together. There was still something else, too. And it fucking turned into some dude fucking producing shit and putting headphones on Dylan.
Well, because the next, I was going to say, because he started laughing, like, what's happening, meanwhile, is like, the girls are they're getting their picture taken. They're just watching all of this happen, like, in front of them. And they're just like, "Oh my god, what the fuck is happening over there?" So they're all fucking laughing hysterically. And they just watch this random guy just, like, talking to me and just puts his headphones on me. And I just am like, "Oh, okay, this is happening." And then...
That's kind of how me and Mike feel right now. We're like, "Okay, this is happening."
And then as he's putting them on, this other like younger like bro guy walks by and he notices we're talking about this band, Run the Jewels, and he just walks by and just goes, "Run the Jewels at the Garden," and just keeps walking. I'm like, "What the fuck?"
Do you even know what you were listening to?
No, I have no fucking clue what the guy was playing. And I was like, "Okay, that's cool." And he just takes it off. He's like, "Yeah. Anyway, see you later." And he just walks away.
And Jim, there's an adage to a story like this.
Never again.
No. It's one that you hear often when someone tries to relay a story. I guess you kind of just had to be there.
I guess.
Oh, ouch. God damn. My head hurts.
I still don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
That's what I'm saying. I guess you kind of just had to be there to understand it all.
I don't think so.
There's only one way that we would know if it was as fucked up as he's trying to make it out to be.
I think if we were there, we'd still be confused right now.
Today. I told that other story to people today, and they're like, "That's funny."
Wait, the other story to people today? Like, what, about going cave diving?
No, I told them that story.
Oh.
That one about the thing that, with the guy with the headphones. I've told that story today, and people were like, "That's fucking fucked up and funny."
Maybe we need, like, another, like an eyewitness account to it.
Yeah, you need to bring Sarah on.
I mean, I can do that if this needs to be discussed. Although you're probably just gonna explain what happened, and she's just like gonna say, "You're an idiot."
I mean, would she be wrong though?
No, that's the thing.
Hmm. So how was brunch?
I cannot wait to go back and listen to this on edit.
He's like, "How was brunch?" Brunch was good. I liked brunch.
You seem to be doing brunch a lot.
Brunch is definitely.
A thing now?
It's definitely a thing.
Is it a Sarah thing?
No, I did brunch, man. I actually much prefer brunch to like breakfast because I love breakfast food, but I don't like to eat that much food at like 9 a.m. So I like the 10:30, 11 o'clock slot. That's good.
Mm.
So yeah, I'm like fairly embarrassed by how poorly I handled that storytelling situation.
Nah, it was great.
It really
that's
was.
A word. That's a word for it.
No, it really was, dude.
Like it was. I think it's one of those podcast moments.
It's a diamond in the rough is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shitty diamond, but
I know who wouldn't get left or wouldn't have Julian left with him.
What?
At the Peach Fest. She'd be like, oh no, not that boy.
Oh.
Yeah. I think we could skip Would You Rather and Insecurities for this week as we're getting late on into the evening, and I think we got plenty of pod here. Why don't we kick into yeah, man. I mean, we got stories aplenty. We got anecdotes about cave diving.
Cave diving. That's what it started out with.
Yes.
But I'm trying to remember what the transition was, because I remember I just went off. I don't even know where, like,
you were like talking about, like, traveling and doing stuff and cave diving, and all of a sudden, you were at brunch.
But, like,
and they were at the graduate school and all kinds of shit, dude.
I got just confused. I was like, wait a minute, what sort
this is
of
gonna be, this is gonna be a ridiculous edit for you, Mike.
Oh, I say you just leave it in just like that. It's fucking gold.
Yeah. I just don't know what the hell was going on there, dude. I really don't. I apologize. You had me thrown.
That's I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes a lot, you know. But Jim, why don't you kick into your segment?
I don't know. I think you might need to do it this week since you had that.
Oh, I was just joking around of.
I don't know. Doing
a
little fly.
A mini Dylan Sarge thing there, but I mean, if you want me to take the mantle here, I can. But
it's up to you, man. It's yours if you want it. If not, I'll kick into one.
I always like when you do it. All right, it brings a smile to my face.
All right.
Especially when I listen back to it.
me. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Jim's BBQ Pod proudly brings to you the Sarge of the Week. Sarge of the Week.
Can I add one thing to it?
Yeah.
Let's get ready to
search! Oh my god. I love the fact that we do this podcast.
Oh, that was good. I didn't see the let's get ready to search coming. Like.
Just wait. Mike, shut the fuck up!
Oh, classic.
All right, who's going first?
I'll go first. I don't think mine is as sargy as yours. My Sarge of the Week is the town that I live in.
Or, oh, right, really?
You know, the governing board or what have you. Well, apparently, unbeknownst to anybody on the street that I, from what I understand, our house included, there was something being filmed on the street. Like, it turned out to be a JCPenney commercial.
Oh. A what commercial?
A JCPenney commercial.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, they neglected to tell anybody on the street about it. So, when I was getting ready to leave work, I had to move one of the cars. And I'm like, oh, there's no fucking parking on my street. Thanks a lot, random film crew that has just shown up out of nowhere without a moment's... you know, notification. Like, what the fuck? So, I'm like, we're just perplexed by this. And I get a text a little bit later on explaining, like, some more of the details from my mom. And then, like, I don't know, she went on a Facebook group or something. Well, now you know where I fucking live. so you can come fucking show up at my house, which is probably where you'll find me, and be like, what is your problem, dude?
Dude, you like you just started going down the
tangent.
No, the cave diving thing again.
I like that Mike's like, I'm gonna take all that out. Anyway.
So you went your mom went on to the Facebook group of the town that you live in.
Yeah, so like and apparently someone else got a flyer about this that, you know, I don't know if they were on the street or not, but what the hell? You don't do that. That's just not like that's just not proper of you. You have to notify somebody like legally when something like that's happening, right?
I don't think so.
Really? I don't know. I think that's pretty dumb. So that's this town's governing board is my Sarge of the Week.
This town needs an enema.
I thought they were going to be the Sarge of the Week because they took out of all of the cave diving opportunities out of the municipality.
Municipality?
Yeah, man.
Municipality?
Yes. That word.
All right, Mike. You're up.
Oh, boy. So, I mean, not a big deal, but it just kind of grinded my gears a little bit. I ordered a couple of items from Amazon on Sunday, and I enjoy shopping from Amazon, especially having the Prime membership and getting packages in a couple of days from Amazon Prime. So Amazon, if you're looking for a little sponsored deal here, you know, we love our Amazon here at Jim's BBQ Pod.
Amazon.com?
Amazon.com, man. And I'll tell you what, they were the
I promise not to do what I did tonight on future podcasts, if that's like a deal breaker.
They were the anti-Sarge in this whole thing, because I'll tell you what, man, their customer service is top notch.
I've heard that.
They really were, man. I was impressed. And you know what they ultimately ended up doing for me and everything was really cool. And the lady I worked with, Cindy, I think she was out of like Seattle, Washington. Really, really nice. She did a great job advocating for me and the package I was missing on Tuesday evening.
Ooh. You were missing your package?
I totally was, man. Hmm. And I was very upset about it. So I'm at work Tuesday afternoon, and I come back from lunch and I have this notification email about that the address on one of my orders that I made with Amazon on Sunday was missing or not readable or something. I'm like, so I kind of run it by one of my coworkers. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, I've seen that. It happens from time to time, but you should probably get it. And I'm like, all right. So I get home and there's nothing there except for, like I said, I ordered two packages. The one was on the front stoop. So I'm like, all right, right on. That was the more important one. That one was the more expensive one. I was more concerned about that one, and that we had some rain come through the area, but the package was dry and everything. I'm like, all right, cool. So I end up realizing that, hey, this thing's not showing up. And I give Amazon customer service a call, or actually, let me rephrase that. I go on to the Amazon customer service on their website, and it's actually a thing where you don't call them, they call you. And I was incredibly skeptical about that at first. I'm like, man, how long is this going to fucking take? It was within seconds. I input my phone number for them to call, and within seconds, they're calling me.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was literally, I hit submit or whatever, and all of a sudden the phone's ringing. I'm like, shit. So they call, right? And when you put in all this stuff, right, it links to the order that you're calling about, or that you're wanting them to call you about, right? So they have all of that information at hand. We were talking earlier before you got on to Skype about how things are made so much easier now, like customer service and all that stuff. They have all that information. You don't have to give them a fucking thing when they call. Mm-hmm. So this woman calls me and she's like, hey, she's like, what's going on? I explained to her. I was like, hey, I got this notification. They're saying the address isn't right. I checked my account. The address is in here. She's like, she confirms it. She's like, all right. She's like, well, do you mind holding for a few minutes? Let me call the U.S. Postal Service. She has me on hold for about 3 or 4 minutes. She comes back. She's like, you won't believe this. They actually hung up on me while I was talking to them.
Wow.
I'm like, what?
Sounds about right.
She's like, they hung up on me. I'm like, okay, that's weird. So she's
fucked up. That's what it is.
Yeah. So she's like, well, she's like, I got to call them back. I'm like, okay. She's like, would you mind if I called you back after I figure out what's going on? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. She's like, I apologize. This really isn't, you know, what we, you know, expect our customers to go through. I'm so sorry this is happening. And I mean, bear in mind, this item that I ordered, it was like $8. It wasn't like a huge like ordeal, and I had used a gift card on top of that, so I was like, really, I'm like, yeah.
You keep playing the pronoun game with the item, the thing you ordered.
Oh yeah. Well, I'll get there. Basically, all it was is I had gotten a camera for my birthday, and it was just some straps for the camera. Mm-hmm. That's all they were. I go and I tell Liz what's going on after I hang up the phone with the woman initially. And a few minutes later, she calls me back. She's like, okay. She's like, you won't believe this. She's like, I talked to somebody at U.S. Postal Service. They looked at the label. There's nothing wrong with the label. They confirmed your address is on the label. They are just as confused as to why the mail delivery guy in your neighborhood would not deliver that package. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, I have no idea. I'm like, okay. She's like, I'm gonna do something nice for you. She's like, I'm actually gonna give you like a month extra on your Amazon Prime membership, so it actually won't renew until like a month later than what it's supposed to. I'm like, oh, all right. I'm like, that's not necessary, but I totally appreciate it. So she extends the Prime membership by a month. She's like, all right, well, you should see that package tomorrow. So you fast forward to today. I get home from work. And right in the mailbox is the package with the camera straps in it and everything. And everything's hunky-dory. I look at the label. I sent you guys a picture of the label earlier this evening when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing illegible about my address on that package. Now, Jim, you did point out that there was like a weird printing or something just above the address.
Oh, it's totally being a smartass.
Yeah. But other than that, there's nothing there. So, long story short, my Sarge of the Week is the U.S. Postal Service or my mailman or whoever the fuck. Liz and I are convinced that our mailman's probably a drunk. We're convinced that it's totally on him. So U.S. Postal Service and our mailman, you guys can go fuck yourselves.
Wow.
Yes. Total Chris Seymour treatment right there.
Hey, you know what else, Chris Seymour? Go fuck yourself.
So, Jim, who's your Sarge this week?
I actually don't have a Sarge. I haven't really done anything.
You know, I got one additional Sarge since you don't, and it's the Cave Diving Association of New Jersey. They can go.
They can go screw. What? Okay.
If you want to hear more weird stories from Dylan about all of his cave diving exploits, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
Sorry, that was totally me. I was like, wait, that's Jim. No, it's me. No, it's Jim.
Totally you, like, right meow.
Right, yeah. That's really bugging me out.
Booging them out, man.
If you want to, for some reason, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, despite what horrible atmosphere I might bring to this show, well, you can follow both of those accounts at JimsBBQPod.
Do it, meow.
If you would like to have those nudes of Dylan, you can email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com, or you can go get the episodes fresh from the grill. www.jimsbbqpod.com.
I heard if you act now, you will get, and you email us, you will get a special picture of Dylan cave diving. Only if you act now. Only if you're one of the 30 callers. Supplies are limited. Call now.
Eliminate even the toughest stains.
Yes. Email now. Only the first 30 emails will get a special cave diving limited edition picture of Dylan.
But you do have to email right meow.
Yes. You have to.
You know, a part of me just really regrets even mentioning that I had a funny story to tell.
Oh, that was a funny story?
Wow, fuck you.
Wow.
It was an interesting story. I the thing about it is I could picture you kind of like maybe just like cringing and like trying to make yourself smaller as those sweaty ass headphones got placed on your head.
Yes, absolutely. That's how I felt. That is 100% how I felt. I'm just like, oh God, help me.
I mean, funny in a sense of like, if you think about it, yeah, I guess, I mean, you could kind of go, oh man, you're laughing at somebody else's expense, you know, of something that they went through that was kind of unpleasant.
I wouldn't be laughing at him. I'm just like laughing at just like the notion of like, God, this is just so bizarre.
No, I meant laughing at your expense for something that you went through that was unpleasant.
Okay, I thought you were saying like I was laughing at the guy and I was like, oh, no. But it was just so strange.
No, unlike how Sean and I were laughing at the guy with the sweaty shorts on the Peach Festival, we were laughing at his expense. I'm saying laughing at your expense because of the sweaty ass headphones that got put on your head by like no choice.
Yeah.
That's what you were going for.
Yep.
Gotcha. You got it now, Jim?
Is that what the...
That was the funny part.
That he had headphones on? Sweaty ass ones?
Yes. That the headphones were basically forcibly put on Dylan's head.
Okay. I think this is the cave diving story.
I think this is where the viewership stops, or the listenership stops.
Why is that?
Oh, just because of all that nonsense from before.
What nonsense? What are you talking about?
The nonsense.
I'm not sure. Why are you saying this, Dylan?
Oh,
his drug-addled mind.
What is going to cause people not to listen? If they're already listening to our nonsense, what nonsense tonight was actually going to cause them not to listen?
I guess that's true. Gained a few people.
Like, you got to listen to this guy. He's crazy.
Listen to this shit. Fucking Dylan, shit. Dude, it's funny, man.
Shit,
what's
son.
He talking about? I don't fucking know, but it's hilarious.
See?
Have we even finished the sign-off?
No, because if you want to hear more about Dylan's crazy stories, whether it takes place at brunch or takes place cave diving, or if you want to hear about Mike and his Porto John adventures, or if you want to hear
Porto John pitfalls,
or if you want to hear about Jim and his crazy obsession over cream soda and or fabrics.
I do like cream soda and fabrics.
Don't forget, you can rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, much to Jim's
chagrin.
Well, this is a city.
But we really appreciate it. If you guys have made it through this episode, and we really hope sincerely that you enjoyed it.
You're a trooper. And
if you've made it through this episode and you've struggled with understanding what the hell Dylan was talking about as much as Jim and I did this evening, man, we really appreciate you guys listening and, you know, keeping the faith, so to speak.
Because you gotta have faith. Yes.
But
Jim, you know that song.
I have no idea anything you're talking about tonight.
You don't know that song?
No.
De La Soul, Keeping the Faith?
Oh, I thought he was doing Billy Joel, Keeping the Faith.
Yeah. No, hell no.
He does not like Billy Joel.
Yeah, I know. What are we going to do with him?
Nothing. Hopefully he's got more stories.
Get him off this podcast.
You know what we should do? Is like, what's that? Next time he does something funny or like tells a story, we're like, that was pretty good. Be like, hey, dude, blaze one up, and then be like, tell the story again.
Oh, so like we get the story, but like we get like a
like more a before
centered
and
Dylan version, yes, of it.
Before, oh, just like you said, before and after.
And that, you're, yeah, gonna determine which one is better.
Oh, I can guarantee which one's better. It's just
you just want to know.
No. More? I just think it would be funny to like compare the two stories.
Which one's more coherent, perhaps?
Yeah, that would be the funny part of it.
So do you want me to talk to you at some point when I'm sober? I'm talking like it's a thing that's just not regular. But is that what you want? Just record the story again?
Yeah, like tell us, like next time you tell a story and we're like, oh dude, that was pretty fucking good, or we're like laughing. Like the fucking no arms, no legs thing.
Oh, okay.
Then you blaze one up and then you pick again or something.
That's a bad example because that could not be replicated.
I get it, but that was just the example.
Okay. So do we need like a base level Dylan and then like a not base level Dylan? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. There you go. That's a better way of saying it.
I feel like a science experiment.
Hey, you know what? It kind of is.
Wasn't there a movie in the 80s, My Science Project?
There's something, but I can't remember the full name of it, yeah.
Not Weird Science.
Weird science.
I mean, if anything, it kind of keeps the podcast a little fresh, you know? It gives us kind of like a little bit of an edge, if you will, you know?
It's some content.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so many times that Dusty can show up and Pitbull can show up, you know? That, you know, to keep things, you know, with a level of flow.
You said level of flow.
A level of flow, you see, Dusty makes...
Hey, get out of here, Dusty. We don't
even flow.
Oh, you can go fuck yourself, Dylan.
I'm laughing at that. I'm like, is Eddie Vedder here or her?
Wow, Eddie Vedder sounds distinctly like Pitbull.
That story you told sounded like an Eddie Vedder story, Dylan.
It sounded like an Eddie Vedder story?
No, I don't even know that Eddie Vedder gets that high.
Like, what's an Eddie Vedder story? Like, oh, yeah, I'm Eddie Vedder. Tell the story. You know,
completely rambling. Yeah.
I was and I got put her bones on me.
It sounded like Jim was having like a conniption.
For Eddie Vedder, Dusty Rhodes, Pitbull, Jim Edelston, Dylan Gonzalez, I'm Mike Crandall, and we want to thank you for visiting Jim's BBQ podcast, where our Sunday brunch gospel always ends with a pair of sweaty headphones.
That was very elegant, Mike. I liked it.
Well, hi. Welcome to episode 2 of Mace Bunkies. I'm Mike.
Jim.
And Dylan's not here yet.
If we're doing Space Monkeys, we should talk, we should do our names backwards. Like Mace Monkeys, man? Yeah. Like, I'd be Midge. You'd be, E-K-I-M.
Ikem. I'm Ikem. Oh, Midge. I get it now, Midge. I was like, Midge? Like, I was thinking M-I-D-G-E.
M-I-J. K-E-Y. M-O-U-S-E. Midgey Mouse.
So today I was looking at, because, you know, I like to plan shit. I was looking at Airbnb. In Galveston.
Okay.
And it's so ridiculously difficult to figure out places down there.
that would be suitable for 8 to 12 adults.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what the bed situations are. If when you look at these Airbnb places, you got to be really freaking careful, because so many of them, they're like, oh yeah, we got, you know, 4 bedrooms and 12 beds. And then you look at the bedroom layouts and you're like, okay, there's a fuck ton of bunk beds in these rooms. It has to be, because like some of the rooms are like, yeah, we got 6 beds in this room.
Yeah.
And like sometimes they won't even take pictures of the bedrooms and shit, so mm-hmm. you can't figure out what the hell they are.
Well, you know, a lot of them will put like, you know, like you said, bunk beds, and then like a queen bed and a twin bed, and you know.
What I found, the pictures look great, and then I looked down at the bed situation, and one of them was like, oh yeah, it's like, it was like 16 beds, and like 3 or 4 of them were air mattresses.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I was like, yeah, you can go screw. But yeah, I've been kind of weeding out some of the ones, and it looks like it's not going to be that bad. I mean, price-wise, it, you know, there's some really affordable places down there.
One like of the go ahead, sorry.
I was going to just say, like, between, like, $275 to $375 a night.
Huh, that's not bad at all.
No, not in the least. When you consider, if you divide that out, like, amongst, you know, even 8 to 10 people, that's really freaking cheap.
Right. Like, I read one of the things about, a tip on Airbnb was to, if you find a location, like, actually talk to them. Like, have them call you.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, we ran into that. We were looking at, going to Vermont next year, my friend Christy and I, we were looking at these places, and there's one that she found, and she called the place, or she didn't call them, she started messaging with the girl that's booking the place out. Mm-hmm. And the girl didn't even know, like, the process of, like, what that was needed for, like, a deposit or anything.
Yeah, well, anybody can sign up and put something on there.
Yeah.
Shut your cry hole.
It actually, as it turns out, it looks like it's, like, they require almost everything, I think, but the, like, the security deposit for the place that we were looking at. Some of them you can just do, like, especially if it's through VRBO, some of them just require, like, an initial deposit. You don't even have to pay it until, like, you know, a certain time before the trip.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, but man, I was looking at some today and just going, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I was talking to my one buddy at work, and you'll get it because you're in IT, but just how technology has really changed, like, so many industries. I mean, look at magazines and newspapers, you know, taxis, Uber, you know, Lyft, you know, the travel industry with Airbnb, and, you know, like, stuff like that. And it's just... Stop it! Jesus Christ! I mean, it's just crazy how... Son of a bitch. It's more, I don't know what you'd call it, like, self-initiated stuff, where, like, people are doing the stuff themselves, like, you know, like I said, like, Lyft or Uber.
Oh, the travel agencies have got to be taking a beating.
No, just in general, I mean, like, that's, you know, an industry that before that, like, wasn't, you know, it's all self-initiated. I mean, if you want to sign up to be an Uber driver, you sign up. If you don't, you don't. If you want to sign up and only Uber drive 1 hour a week, you can do that. You know, it's like...
Well, right. That's what I'm getting at is, I mean, like, even, you know, like, because you know, like, how you wouldn't call a taxi driver anymore. You just, you know, you just, you know, turn your phone on or look at your app on your phone and, you know, request an Uber from right where you're at, you know?
Yep.
You know, like, as the end user, it's, you know, even that stuff is probably taking a beat, or we know, you know, that's taking a beating, because, I mean, they fought so long and hard for it to be something that was available here, you know, that wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it finally went through, like, I think a month and a half ago or so.
Gotcha.
But even, like, you know, all the things that you know, like, when you were back, you know, back in the day, like if you're going to take a cruise or plan a trip to anywhere, what'd you have to do? You had to go to like AAA or a travel agent and have them help you book all that stuff.
Yep. Because you wouldn't know who to contact for a shuttle, or you wouldn't know who to, you know.
Right, and all that stuff is at your fingertips now. Like, yep. The first couple of cruises Liz and I went on, we went through a travel agent.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then, I mean, actually, even the one we went on, the one we went on the first time when we went to Cozumel and all that, that was through AAA, but that was through, because, like, a group, a woman that Liz works with created a group through AAA and set it up that way. So we, even that third one, a couple years back, we went through a travel agent. And like all the payments and everything were to them, not through.
Gotcha.
You know, we didn't go directly on the Carnival website and, you know, pay it or anything like that.
Gotcha. But yeah. I mean, like you said, it's all at your fingertips, and it's also at the fingertips of the, like, per se vendor, but the vendors, even though it's a big company, it's individual, you know, like, I don't know. It's almost like the music industry, you know, the music industry fought digital music for how long?
Yeah.
You know, and now all everybody streams downloading isn't even a thing anymore for them. You don't really buy music. Everybody has a subscription, you know, because it's not worth it. Why would you spend $10 a month to get 10 songs when you could spend less than that, have a kick-ass streaming service and have millions of songs.
You know? Right. Yeah.
So, you know, just like the taxis. You know, yeah. It's, you know,
it's good.
There was no app. You know, even if the taxi services would created an app like that, it would have probably breathed some new life into them, too.
Yeah. But, and taxis, like, around here are a joke.
Oh, dude, when we were down in Florida, like I told you how we had those extra days, mm-hmm. We went to Universal Studios, like City Walk, because none of us have ever been there before. So we went and, you know, we took an Uber there.
Mm-hmm.
And so while we were there, there's a taxi place by the parking lot or whatever.
Oh, like a taxi stand?
Yeah, and there's constant rotation of taxis there. So, sure. You know, I think it was 17 something for our Uber ride. Okay.
Right.
So I went up and asked him, I'm like, well, how much, you know, is a ride from here to here? Like, I think I told him Pop Century or whatever, or maybe Disney Springs or something like that. And they're like $43. And I was like, okay, thanks.
Jesus Christ.
And it's like, you know, just because there's a ton of people here, I just, it's like, and you could see, I mean, tons of people, like, would line up, like, the.
So, I mean, they're still making bank, but they can't be doing as well as they were.
No, but you could see, like, the lineup of cars that were there from Lyft or Uber or whoever else sitting there, you know, waiting to pick up people or, you know.
Right.
You know, people were en route or they were like, you know, I'll be there in 5 minutes and, you know, they'll pull to the side or whatever. And it's like, why would you spend $43 when you could spend $17?
Well, that was like, I mean, it's not the same thing, but like in Galveston, there is no Uber, right?
Okay.
So like I was looking at, like, I think I may have discussed this with you, but you might not remember. The transportation from Galveston back to the airport, it's like an hour drive.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't realize the port was that far.
You have to fly in and out of Houston.
Okay.
There's two airports in Houston. So
I thought the airport, there was an airport in Galveston, but there is, but I didn't realize
it was small. I think it's really tiny. I don't think anybody flies there really. So I started looking right at like, okay, well, what are options that we can do? So like we could rent a car while we were, you know, chilling around Galveston and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't be that bad. And there's an enterprise agency right there. Like, we could pick it up at the airport, drop it off at the enterprise agency right in Galveston. And it was, I mean, for like an SUV or a van, it was, I think it was like for the 4 or 5 days or whatever I looked at, it was like $350, $400 or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Which was not awful, but I'm like, geez, that's pricey just for that amount of time.
Yeah.
So I started looking online and whatnot and going, man, this kind of speaks to what you were saying. It's like you start researching this shit and you find out what other people do. And the one thing that I found people end up doing is they rent from the rental car agencies that are not at the airport, and the amounts end up being cheaper.
Yeah, you're paying for convenience, kind of.
Right. But this was the kicker, right? Remember that I told you that distance of how long it takes you to get back to like the big airport in mm-hmm. Houston is like an hour or more. So the shuttles, like how we took the shuttle from the port in Miami back to Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
And what did that cost us? What was it, like 15, 20 bucks a person or whatever? Yeah,
something
it was?
Something like that.
Or it was pretty cheap, I think.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was...
Oh, no, you know what? I think it was like 13 a person.
Yeah, it was cheap.
So I was like, man, how much could those be, right? So I look it up. Per person to drive back to take a shuttle from the cruise back to Houston Airport, $80.
$80 a person.
What?
Through Carnival or through just a...
Through Carnival or independent, $80 a person.
Oh, shit.
Right? So if you think about that, if you think, say, man, you have like 8 to 10 people, right? What is that? That's like...
$800 for 10 people.
Right. Exactly. So then I looked in, you could rent like at one of the rental agencies, you could rent like one of those bigger vans, you know, like the ones that you, like, kind of like the one that we took back to Fort Lauderdale, right?
Right.
You could rent one of those for $500, tool around Galveston the whole time, mm-hmm. and then park it at the port in Galveston.
Right. Pay the parking fee.
For the week that you're gone on the cruise, you park it, and it would cost you $80 to park it.
Gotcha.
$80 total, just to
park it. So you're talking like $580 so far?
Yes. And that's it.
Oh, that's it?
Yes. So if you thought about like the model that I was looking at where like maybe you would probably, I mean, for 8 to 10 people, you would have to rent like probably a couple of vehicles. You were going to be paying far more. Like if you rented cars and then dropped them off like before you got on the cruise and then took the shuttles back, you'd be paying like probably about triple the price.
Yeah. Well, that's probably what they bet on.
Yeah. It was crazy. I couldn't believe it because like, you know, all these people are figuring it out, you know, and then people are like, well, you know, you can rent a vehicle, whatever size vehicle you need for whatever how many people you are, and it's cheaper to rent it for the entire week that you're gone on the cruise. Pick it back up when you get off the cruise from one of the parking lots, which it only costs like $80 to park it that whole week,
mm-hmm.
and then drive it back to the airport.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah.
But it's...
Or, I mean, if you rented it from an off-site, like from the airport, there was one, it was like a budget rent-a-car I found. It was only about 15 minutes away from the airport, so like you drop everybody off at the airport, and then when you get back to the rental agency, you just call yourself an Uber and off you go.
Right.
And what would that cost you? Probably like $5.
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just silly. Like, and then, but the point was, is all of this stuff is stuff that you just find out, you know, yourself.
Right.
You know, like if you still relied on a travel agent to do all that shit, they'd have you purchasing the prepaid transportation costs from Carnival at like $80 or $85 a person to get back to the airport and all that bullshit. And you'd be spending through the nose.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. It's almost, I don't know what, I know there's a word and I can't think of what word I'm looking for, but it's like people doing business with people, like not a bartering system, but like when you use Uber, you're relying on just a normal person that has a car to come pick you up.
Right.
You know, just like Airbnb, you're relying on just a normal person that has a place that they're not using.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know what I mean? It's like directly, I don't know what I'm looking for, but hopefully you know what I mean. It's like direct interactions or direct business dealings with, like,
it's
me.
It's almost like direct consumerism.
Yeah, there's no middleman.
I don't know if that's necessarily a thing. There's no middleman. There's no, it's a, like you have a need. Someone else is there to fill that need, and I mean, there's no
company in between.
Right.
It's just you and the other person doing a business dealing.
Right. It's like, you know, like say I come up there and stay with you, or like you, when you and Sean came down here for the concert, you stayed here. Right. You know, it's, you know, that's friends helping friends out, or, you know, whatever the case may be. That's normal stuff that happens all the time. But it's like that same thing, but there's no friendship. It's just you're compensating them, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And there's no, like I said, no middleman, no, like you said, some kind of direct consumerism or something.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's the right term for it, but that's kind of, I don't know. It could.
But, like, remember, it's just weird because, like I said, like, us with technology, I think it's more relevant to us, but, like, you know, you think about stuff back in the Western days. That's how they did business with each other.
Sure.
You know, it was... That's how things happened, and it's like full circle.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm exaggerating, but, you know, you get my point.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, more and more things keep going that route, and it's like, you know, why should, a medallion in New York cost over $1 million for a taxi driver.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, why should somebody have to save up $1 million, buy a medallion, and then become a taxi driver when they don't need to do shit and just start driving?
Right.
I don't know. It's just, and I think more people do help each other out and stuff now, too. Like, whereas, yeah. Like, you know, like us, perfect example, you know, like, there's X amount of us going. We're all like, well, fuck it. Let's figure out what makes the most sense monetary-wise for all of us to be able to go and afford it and hopefully make it cheaper for us.
Yeah.
Well, what's one way to do that? Well, everybody hop in a car together and get a van or, you know.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that. I mean, it's...
Yeah. I mean, it's the same... I mean, it's like... When Liz and I started going on the cruises, why I started looking at like other I mean literally when we booked the first one we ever went on, I'm like, all right, there's got to be sites to like plan going on cruises.
Mm-hmm.
And I found the one that I use, and we had really good success even from the first one we went on in booking of like a tour through a guy that wasn't like related to Carnival.
Right.
And I was like, all right, well, this seems to be a good resource.
Yeah. But there's always stuff like that out there too, though.
It's,
like that.
You got to do the legwork. That's the thing about it.
Right. Like that one website, I can't remember what it is, you know, Carnival Review or Cruise Reviews or something that you told me about.
Oh, Cruise Critic. That's the one I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some assholes on that page, but I use it more so to figure out what I want to do and where, you know.
Right. There's a lot of wealth,
shit.
Yeah, a lot of good information. But, you know, that was what helped me, you know, pick. Because, you know, like when I went with Victoria and Jake, when I took them, we went on the Magic. That's what made that site is what helped me choose the Magic. Because I didn't know what ship to pick. I mean, we were on that one. It was fine. We had a fun time. And. You know, I'm like, okay, well, I definitely want a different ship, but which one do we want, you know?
Yeah. I wonder where the hell Dylan's at, man. We're running out of steam here on May Spunkies.
Yep.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. All right, let's get going.
Wow.
Well, I wasted you guys' time. I'm sure you want to get going.
Mike had to leave, so.
Oh, he gave up on the pod?
Yeah. No, you went to go get another beer, but hold on, I'm gonna exit and stop this recording and start another one, so I'll be right back.
That concludes us for this episode of Mace Punkies. I'm E-Kim.
I'm Midge.
And don't forget to mace your spunky.
Because it's super funky.
That was a really good episode, Jim.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Did you actually record?
I don't know if you call it recording. I was recording, but I don't...